Good day, everyone here. Welcome to the Sports Jedi Network's edition of the Jetsalorian Podcast, New York Jets Football. What's going on, everyone? My goodness, again, as I record this video a couple days after the Jets fall to the New England Patriots on Sunday, and as I let it marinate, not to come on with raw emotions, let a couple days pass. It's Friday. When I'm recording this video, looking at this here with the news and notes, we lose this game again. When are we going to say that Zach Wilson experiment is over? This experiment with the young man, let's face it, this guy is a bust. He is the next up and coming of Ryan Leaf, Jamarcus Russell. He is in those categories of those quarterbacks. Hey, this game isn't for everybody. You know, they were put in a situation. They had to take a Zach Wilson in the draft. Again, it goes by where those like, oh, I just want to win a football game. But when they beat the Rams and they went 1-15 while the Jacksonville, when they won that meaningless game against the Rams and allowed the Jacksonville Jaguar to get Trevor Lawrence, you knew something was wrong with this franchise. Then not only that, you're going to go bring in a Zach Wilson. You bring in the wrong tutor, the wrong coach. Adam Gase, who is endorsed by Peyton Manning. But let's face it, Peyton Manning is a coach himself. He is a walking offensive coordinator in his head. And just, you know, maybe Adam Gase learned how to get a serve of mean coffee. To Peyton Manning, giving the wrong information to the Jets. It should have been Mike McCarthy. And would have, could have, should have, you know what, not to go down this rabbit hole of would have, could have, should have with the New York Jets franchise. We lost to the Patriots now, 6-15 straight in a row, sweet 15, La Quinceañera for the Patriots winning this game against the Jets. And the thing is that the Jets lost this game where the Patriots was trying to give this game away. Patriots offense was nothing to write home about. They did the right plays, though. They did just enough to win the football game. When I said it on the watch-alongs and part of the AFC East shakedown program that I am, you know, I come tomorrow, Saturday, we were going to get all together on the Mafia Report Network. You see that there. We're going to have a representative of the AFC East. I'm having that round table discussing the week of football and the upcoming week and reviews. I said the Jets had to go heavy play action. They needed it to line up Zach Wilson under center. You know, with the shotgun, you know, shotgun has its purpose. Yes, indeed. That formation, of course, I understand why you do the shotgun when you have an offensive line who's shaky. You want to buy a little more time. You want to have the quarterback back enough to see where the man or the blitz or where the weakness comes. But when you don't block anyone in that shotgun formation and you hold the football way too long, what Wilson does, that's where the offense stutters. Also, you're also giving the linebackers and linemen an extra, you know, more time from the shotgun to see if he's going to pass the ball easily where they could read and react, or is he going to pass. Under center, when you take the three steps drop, you gotta look for the quarterback. And sometimes when on one and a half, he's handing the ball off to your running back. Your running back hits the hole and he goes. If it's a running play action, you're thinking, your eyes could deceive you thinking that he's giving the ball to the running back. He's hiding it, tucking it, and able to buy extra seconds to find just you need is 1 or 2 seconds of separation on the wide receivers or any of the tight ends from their defensive. And you could snap a pass, get the ball out quick. That's why I'm a big proponent of the play action pass, especially when you have a three-headed running attack in Dalvin Cook, Breece Hall, and Michael Carter. Teams are going to respect that. But what we're looking at right now with the Patriots, they're loading the box up. And the Cowboys loading the box up. They keep loading the box up, daring this Jet team to pass over the middle, over the top. And the Jets try that on defense on the Patriots with Mac Jones. What he did, he play action and found his tight end over the top for that long touchdown. And he's still running, by the way. He still keeps going, and he still hasn't been caught from behind. play action pass froze up the safety, allow that to go over the top. And you saw that. I have not seen any sprinkle of a play action with the Jets other than when Garrett Wilson against the Cowboys game went across that slant and took it to the house. It works. Play action pass, it works with any quarterback. You saw it from David Craig for many years, the former Kansas City, Seattle journeyman quarterback. You saw it with Boomer Esiason, the master of the play action pass, and many others. The play action pass works to so if you have a great running backs, or even by name, even if they're by name and they're not living up to the bill, you still have to respect the fact that these are good running backs that could take it to the house. And you have to use the play action pass if you're the Jets. And simple underneath stuff. We didn't see the inability of the Jets to extend drives, three and outs. The superstar of the Jets on Sunday was the kicker. Phenomenal punting. I bet he had almost 9 punts. He averaged close to almost 40 yards per punt or more. Pinning the Patriots deep in their zone, doing well. The defense, they played all right. They played well. But here's the problem with the defense, and it's a hand in hand situation because the offense three and out don't allow them to extend drive so they could get their breaths or collect themselves, gather themselves, all those narratives that you could throw out there. But at the end of the day, if you put the arrows and you're going to get the slings and arrows when you start comparing yourself to 85 Bears, Legion of Boom. That's an issue because just when you don't live up to the bill, and it's only 3 games, guys. And we're overreacting 3 games, but we've seen a trend that we saw last season into creeping up into this season. Not a lot of things changed, just a few of the offensive weapons and the quarterback, the all Hall of Fame quarterback that went down. We get it. But the other nucleus of the team is still intact with the defense and on the offense, and it worries you. It worries you because I know it's only 3 games and they're 1-2, but we'll talk about the game week 4 in a second. You tend to get worried because when has this defense last season really given you a takeaway? Other than that game 1, and you could blame maybe Josh Allen overzealous throwing the football, and Whitehead just had a happy being moment. Getting those 3 interceptions, but they need to force more turnovers. If you're the New York Jets, you need to take the ball away. And I hate to say that, and it's a lot of pressure too, because you're putting pressure on that good unit to want to go out there and score on your defense. I meant the defensive score. Now you're going to have a defensive score, and that's putting pressure on your offense. You want your offense now to pressure on the defense. They got to score because the offense is not moving the football, not scoring, not doing what it needs to do. Their end of the bargain. There's been talks, after that game, you saw on the sidelines, Michael Carter, the running back, screaming at his offensive line coach or the running back coach. Guys are bickering with one another. Some of the guys, they're saying the right things with the media. Backing up Zach Wilson is this guy, Garrett Wilson, saying some good things, but it gets to the point where the frustration is going to build, and it's only week 3, and it feels like that those tensions are bubbling. We also saw Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show calling the team out to be, more professional, all for one for all type of mentality. That's also a little bit of a red flag. He's saying that he's going to try to be at the game this Sunday. We saw him, on crutches. The cast he has a cast on his foot. I'm trying to get back as possible. Just don't listen for Aaron Rodgers. Just come back when you're 100%, even if it's next September. We don't need, as much as we would love to for you to be on the field, just be 100%. When you're ready to go and it's time for you to return to the Jets, I'd rather have you at 100%, no matter what timetable it is, because once you're 100%, Aaron Rodgers is 20 times greater than what we're seeing under center with Zach Wilson. So they lose this to Belichick. The losing streak continues. You could say that they were a Hail Mary away of actually winning the football game. I know, and that's not the reason why, and not to put blame on Nelson. And Nelson, like a true professional, wanted to put the blame on him, deflecting away from Zach Wilson and ability and the offense to actually get going. That football, not for nothing, that football was there for you to grab. And you would have felt like a cheap win, but you know what? Damn it. you're sitting here on Friday looking at this and saying it would have been a cheap win, but would have been 2-0 in the division and 2-1 going into the Chiefs with house money. That's a big difference. Big difference saying that. But what if, could have, should have, right? That's the story of everyone's life. What if, could have, should have. If we knew what we knew, we wouldn't do it. If my aunt had balls, she'll be my uncle. You know, my family, you know, I like to say that a lot. The offense, when Zach played no huddle, and I was saying that because I do watch alongs. For those that are watching me for the very first time on my Jets Take, on the Jets Alluring Podcast, welcome first and foremost. Hit that like button. Please subscribe to the channel. We do a lot of different watch alongs, not just Jets football. We also do New York Giants as well, Yankee baseball, MMA, WWE, NXT wrestling, as well as the Knicks basketball. So, and Rangers hockey was about to start too. So we do all those different watch alongs. We come on and do a little podcast and we speak about that. You know, I usually have a panelist, you know, Chef Dan, my partner, Terrence, my son, Austin, we all part of the program. So we ask you to subscribe. And if you're hearing us on the Apple and Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts, audio podcast, hit that review, hit that 5 stars, comment, and we'll definitely love to hear from you guys listening and giving us your time and your ears. We appreciate that, man. We really do appreciate it, and we thank you mightily for your support and love. So we come close this chapter, and I was saying on the watch-alongs, why isn't Zach playing up-tempo? You know what? Maybe the less the kid has to think and go out there and use his talent, his natural abilities to throw the football, roll him out, move him in motion. You know, can we put a little RPOs in Zach Wilson? He is young, fleet of foot. We know that the pocket is collapsing. Why don't you roll him out and run him around? Zach Wilson, when you see his pro days and you saw him in BYU, he was rolling out, moving on the run, throwing the football on the run. He could throw the football deep. The underneath, the easy routes underneath. The thing that kills me about Wilson, the short game underneath, and he's not good at that. For some reason, he's very inaccurate, overthinks, overzealous, whatever it is. The game is too fast for him. You know, listen, he may look great in practice. And, of course, Zala saying that he looks phenomenal in practice, leaps and bounds, he's growing. In practice where there's no pressure, guys know that they're not going at full speed of a real game out there. The game right now seems extremely too fast for Zach Wilson to compute, to comprehend, to make a quick, decisive decision. That's nothing wrong with that. It probably, you know what? Zach Wilson might be a fine quarterback. Right now, it's year 2.5, going to 3. Right now, it's not slowing down for him. I don't know if it could be pressure. It could be pressure. It could be expectations. Whatever the fact is, or maybe he just doesn't have it. You know, maybe he can't compute the game. His brain cannot compute the game in that 1.2 seconds that is needed for a quarterback. He may have the hell of a talent, the arm, but when it comes to NFL speed and game day, doesn't have it. It's nothing wrong with that. Me as a Jet fan, it wants the general manager, the head coach, the owner, guys that are in the position of making decisions that affect the course of the franchise to realize that. When is enough? When do we make a decision that Zach Wilson under center is not the best detriment for this team going forward? Well, we had a reaction. They brought in Trevor Siemian into the – of course, he's in the practice squad. They signed him to the practice squad, trying to get him up to speed on the playbook. He will not be inactive. As of Friday, I didn't see he was not going to be activated for the Kansas City Chiefs game. So it's going to be a combination of Zach Wilson and Pat. Tim Boyle, I keep calling him Pat, Tim Boyle. And as Jet fans, they made a move. We were clamoring, get a veteran quarterback, bring someone in. And maybe we as Jet fans, we start poo-pooing and getting even more nasty or negative because it wasn't the guys that we've been throwing names out. We didn't see the Carson Wentz. They didn't call the Matt Ryans. They're not going to make a trade right now. You know, everyone's saying Jameis Winston, look what Jameis Winston has to do now. Come in for an injured Derek Carr. You saw Andy Dalton, name out there. He had to come and he's able to play. Those quarterbacks that are out there, Gardner Minshew, those backup quarterbacks, team have these backup quarterbacks, and they won't make a trade yet until they either wave, ready to wave the right flag when the season is completely done, you know, before, and they know they're not going to go for it. And I always want to say, go get Kirk Cousins. They're 0-3. Yeah, the Vikings are 0-3, but they're still going to hold Kirk Cousins. They're not. I don't see them trading Kirk Cousins one bit to the New York Jets, even if they're 0-4. I am having a hard time seeing Kirk Cousins come to the Jets. I know everyone thinks that's a sexy name to bring in. He's going to be a friendly free agent. Everything makes sense, but the move, are you going to give up a third-round pick for a Kirk Cousins? A lot of people will say, heck yes, they're just picks. Look at the Rams, F them picks. I get it, but I don't know. I'm having a I got to be one that until I see it to believe it. I got to see it and say it's a done deal from Schefter and all the insiders to believe it. I know when they say there's smoke, there's fire. I'm having a hard time believing that it will be him coming in here, Kirk Cousins. Maybe there is some truth to that because they bring in a Trevor Siemian, not a Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz, again, I made the video last week, 29 years old. I understand he almost was going to be MVP of the league. You know, he was going to lead that Eagles team to a Super Bowl, and Nick Foles came in. Nick Foles is out there as well. And they didn't bring him in, who a veteran, who could read a blitz, who could see, who could actually run an offense, you know, short game, West Coast offense with that running attack, game manage. Maybe they have a Kirk Cousins in mind. Maybe they do. Maybe they just bring in a Trevor Siemian just in case as a stopgap. Because think about this. If Zach Wilson goes out there and gets injured, and I'm not rooting for it. Hell no. If Zach is going to go, let him be benched. I don't want to see him carted off the field. Not one iota. I want him to stay healthy. And they bring in a Trevor Siemian, won't play. And then we got this game against the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. And instead of letting us know, you know, can the Jets pull out a uphill battle against Kansas City? And all we're talking about is Taylor Swift. Will Taylor Swift show up to the game? Taylor Swift is going to have more camera appearances than Jets first downs. And my goodness, we hit rock bottom if you're a Jet fan. If you're a Jet offense and you had Joe Namath come on Michael Kay show and said he had enough of Zach Wilson, you know, Joe Namath, who rarely rips the team and the organization. And it wasn't a bad job of ripping them as I take a sip of drink. Excuse me. He rips them and says, but you know what? He was being honest. The quarterback play, it might be, and they should know. You saw Tony Romo getting frustrated on the broadcast, throw the football. Zach holding the football. Now against this Kansas City Chief, the Jets are 9.5 points underdog as of here today. At home, by the way. Also, you see Kansas City come out with a report, and they're already starting to soften the blow just in case there's an upset, which I don't know. Mahomes has an ankle issue. They said the same thing for the Bears game, just in case they slip a banana peel against the Bears. They're doing it now against the Jets, that he's coming in with a bad ankle, limited mobility. They're putting those excuses in case they slip on a banana peel or they lose the game they're not supposed to. Listen, the Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver core, not that great. Travis Kelce is the only hot item there that he could find Mahomes. Although there's still a bad, badass offense. They're still defending world champions. Although the wide receivers are nothing too greatly to write home about. The Jets going to have to play that type of game they played against the Buffalo Bills week one. And even that wasn't so pretty. They had a lot of opportunities to lose that game. They had to turn Allen four times. I don't know if Mahomes would turn the ball over four times himself. Maybe you could get one turnover, two. But if they do get that one turnover on Mahomes, they need to score. They need to make that 6 points. Not field goal. They need to take it to the house. They need to score on defense. Personally, the offensive line has to hold up. But most importantly, I'm calling out here the defensive line. Will McDonald got drafted this upcoming this draft here. All we heard about how much of a high energy, quick defensive and pass rusher that McDonald is. High energy, my goodness. We saw him highlighted. We saw him on that Tampa Bay preseason game, also in Hard Knocks, and he hasn't been inactivated for the first three games of the season, inactive. That's an issue. You can't have your first round picks not available playing. Then if you know what, I would have, if that was the case, you should have got a king ransom for that pick. Trade out of that first round if that's the case, or trade back some and gotten two more picks in the second round, a second and a third round. If you're not gonna play McDonald, in my opinion. You need to play him. You need to, Carl Larson, I'm sorry. We'd be signing him to a big deal. Hasn't given us nothing. Nothing but injuries from Carl Larson. I understand if he's on the field, he could be a hell of a pass rusher. But would have, could have. We're waiting. We're waiting for Haley's comments. I'm waiting for six numbers that I play every Saturday to tell me that I'm a millionaire. I'm still waiting. And I'm still waiting for Carl Larson. Where are you? I understand Gardner hasn't had the sauce ability that he had last season, but he's still a very good corner out there. DJ Reed as well. Their safeties, Moorhead, they have talent. One thing that I think is an overrated, and I hate to say it, and it sounds like I'm picking on him, overrated linebacker is CJ Mosley. I want to see CJ Mosley make an impact play that changes the game as a middle linebacker. He's good. He's solid. He'll tackle, but he doesn't do the play to get you over the top to be impactful. And I need that from my middle linebacker, CJ Mosley, the captain on defense there. Quentin Williams and Quincy Williams are doing their thing. They're very high energy, pressure. Franklin Myers as well. Huff. I'm looking for Huff. To be honest with you, the one guy that's going to put pressure on the Kansas City Chiefs is Huff. That guy is a natural pass rusher on third down. I love them when they use him on third down, go in there and go after the quarterback. And he penetrates a lot in the backfield. He is going to be a game wrecker against this Kansas City Chiefs team. When we talk next week, we're going to say, you know what, Jedi, I heard your video. You talked about, you highlight Huff, and boy, he was a game wrecker. I hope I'm right. I hope that Huff, he shows me stuff that he could be there. He could get to the quarterback, and I think he's going to have a big game. Also, Clemens is another one. It's a non-divisional game, but it's a conference game. It's an important game for the Jets here. I know they're 9 points underdog. Zach Wilson worries me. But I think the Jets somehow, some way, call me crazy. Call me nuts. Jets somehow is going to disappoint their fans. Well, what are you talking about? Because us as responsible gambling football fans, going to take the Kansas City Chiefs to win more than by 10 against the Jets. And the Jets are going to, once again, punch their fan base right in the gut, right in the yang-yangs, and they're going to cover the spread and win out the game. They're going to make, either they lose the game very competitive, where we're like, ooh, they were so good. Man, if they only had this, go this way, they could have beaten the Chiefs. Remember, when I tell you gamble with your head, not over your head, and good luck with that. Always gamble where you could lose, not over your head, and it's for fun. I think the Jets either cover the spread or they win this game outright. It's going to be closer than we think. It's not when everyone thinks it's going to be a bloodbath, it always does something different, the opposite when it comes to football. I have a funny feeling the Jets somehow, they're just going to put a really good effort. From the lame disrespect of Taylor Swift being in the building, everything's about Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, nothing about, and maybe it's a good thing for the Jets, deflect away from the controversy of Zach Wilson on the center, how long the Jets will go, and all that. Maybe that's a good thing, and they'll feel a little cream corn, relaxed. But I'm gonna take the Jets. Maybe I have these glasses only see too much through Jets. I think the Jets square up to 2-2. And they're getting ready to take on a Denver team. Remember, one possession, one possession, one half, one possession, one quarter, one half at a time when it comes to the New York Jets. Win those small battles. Win those individual battles. When you're on offense, win those first. You got those three downs to win. Go win those three downs. Get your offense an extra three more plays. Win that battle first. Win the battle of the line of scrimmage. Buy time. But I want to see Salah. If things are close and Zach is not giving it to you and your defense is there playing, I hope he owns enough or he owes it enough to the team to put in Boyle, at least to try to get in there to make some short plays, move the offense, change the continuity. Listen, if you have to play two quarterbacks this Sunday just for change of pace and tempo, I know what they say. If you have two quarterbacks, you have none. But at least give us something different. Show us something different on offense. And Nathaniel Hackett, you have to call a better football game, a better offensive attack. You know, if they're stocking the box there, it's okay to bring in a Gibson in who has some speed. Even if he's there as a decoy, if you got the corners and the safety's got to respect his speed. The guy is a burner out there. Put him out there. McCole Hartman, another one who's so fast. Give me something where you're a play. Give me a play action where you throw a screen, a wide receiver screen over to McCole Hartman and let him use his feet yards after the catch. I told you this 49ers game plan against the Giants. I envied it. I love their attack. Everything short game, and everything was breaking tackles yards after the catch. You got to make the Kansas City Chiefs earn and get off the field by their open field tackles. So it's okay to go one-on-one on open field tackles. You know, as an offensive player, you're learning how to stiff arm, break tackles, spin, and juke. I would love to see that from the Jets. You know, if they're not going to go vertical and they're afraid of Zach Wilson making mistakes in the middle of the field, you know, on a slant route to the, you know, that's the way I would like to see them attack that, in my opinion. So Nathaniel Hackett has to show us something. He has to put up a good offensive game, especially going not looking ahead to Denver, because if it's have his offense humming and believing, now you're going to Denver, make a statement. Go after your old mates there, but it starts with Kansas City. So I've got Kansas City losing this game to the Jets barely. I think it's going to be an exciting game. I think it's going to be, we didn't see that coming. Well, I'm putting this video out here, saying this here on Friday, that the Jets will beat the Kansas City Chiefs. I've been wrong. I got all my picks last week completely wrong. So, but you know what? I have a feeling and a conviction that everything is going Kansas City, pointing towards Kansas City, the Taylor Swifties, who's going to be there. They're selling out games. They're selling out the tickets for what? The girl is going to be in a suite. She's not going to sing. She doesn't know how to read a defense. All she's going to be there is a glorified cheerleader. She's just trying to find material for her next album. Taylor Swift, when I lost my tight end. That's it. That's going to be her next album, When I Lost My Tight End. That's it. After the Kelce debacle. But that is the Jet DeLorean podcast. We thank you guys. Don't forget to tune into the Mafia Sports Report. We will have the AFC Roundtable. If you're a Jet fan, we'll love your support there for up against all those Buffalo Bills, Patriots, and the Miami Dolphin fans in the chat. We'd love to hear from you guys to support the Jets and say what you know, back up the Jets there on that channel. And then the following Saturday, I believe October 7th, we'll be here on the Sports Jedi Network. We'll be hosting the AFC Shakeup Shakedown channel here. We will have that program with the guys will come join us here. We ask you to watch along, make that. And we'll be on Sunday Night Football. Join us for Sunday Night Football. We have the watch along, myself, Chef Dan. We'll watch along the game. We'll give you our thoughts. We'll do the play-by-play, and we'll give you our analysis and our thoughts, what we see there as a fan. We're not the pros underneath center. We're not the you know, but we give you our thoughts, our raw thoughts and emotions as the play occurs. And we will ask you to join us and share it. Share, like, subscribe to the channel, and thank you again. Really appreciate thanking you for you guys listening, either it's on the audio or the video platforms. We really appreciate it, the support. We need your support financially as well to help us do all these things that we want to achieve. We also help out our local food pantries here in the Central Florida area. And we'd love you guys to help out as well. So again, I am Sports Jedi Kev. This is the Jets DeLorean Podcast. May the Jets be with you. May the sports be with you. And of course, take flight. This is the way. the Jets way. Guys, have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful remainder of your day.